Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. This story caught me by surprise. It's actually from a book. The book is called Zapped, Why Your Cell Phone Shouldn't Be Your Alarm Clock, and 1,268 Ways to Outsmart the Hazards of Electromagnetic Pollution. It was written by Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman, who joins me right now on the Ralphie Radio Show. I use my BlackBerry as my alarm clock all the time. So, Dr. Gittleman, first of all, thank you so much for making some time. I was just completely taken aback. Why should not I use my cell phone as my alarm clock?
The reason that you shouldn't be using your cell phone as your alarm clock is because many wireless devices emit certain types of radiation, which we are now finding can cause DNA damage. Now, if you're using your cell phone as an alarm clock consistently and talking on it long-term, you know, 24/7, then it may even lead, God forbid, to the development of brain tumors. But I can tell you, based on the latest research in the Journal of Computer-Assisted Tomography, that we're now finding that long-term exposure to these EMFs can cause not just damage, but the inability of the DNA to repair itself. And that's really bad news for those of us that depend on our technology.
No, absolutely, especially me. I mean, I'm glued to my BlackBerry all the time, Dr. Gittleman. I'm not going to lie at all. Has the government issued any warnings about these cell phones to this extent or now?
No, and that's what gets me so concerned. They have not. You know, but it's a big business, Ralphie, and you know what big business does.
Oh, of course. Lobbyists and the whole nine. Absolutely.
You know, and it's very similar to what we found out with our problems with big tobacco, very similar to HRT, very similar to tanning beds, but this will make all that pale in comparison.
Dr. Gittleman, you brought up an interesting point there about that we're finding out more about cell phones and cordless phones and their electronic emissions, kind of like we found out with the tobacco industry. I mean, is this is this my generation's tobacco industry in a sense or now?
You know,
I'm 25 years old.
That's eloquent. That's a good way of putting it. It really is, because your generation is very plugged in 24/7. You can't imagine living without your iPads, your iPods, your computers, your wireless connections. I mean, that's how you communicate. So there are lots of things you can do to empower yourself. I mean, it's not a matter of just throwing everything into a big hole and saying, you know, forget it. The idea is we're not going to be going backwards, but if you text instead of talking, if you can learn to use an air tube headset, which, unlike just the wired headsets, operate almost like a stethoscope, transmitting the sound to your ears as an actual sound wave rather than just radiation, then we're in business. There are lots of easy things you can do to eliminate the length and duration as well as the intensity of your exposure.
You know, Dr. Gittleman, I'm just glad that we're talking over a wired phone. At least that's one less thing I got to worry about. But now I'm rethinking all of my BlackBerry habits now. Oh my goodness, this is crazy. Well, I'm looking forward to reading more in the book. Again, the book is called Zapped, Why Your Cell Phone Shouldn't Be Your Alarm Clock, and 1,268 Ways to Outsmart the Hazards of Electromagnetic Pollution, written by Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman, making some time here for the Ralphie Radio Show. Hey, Dr. Gittleman, thank you so much again. Very interesting stuff, and cannot wait to read the book.
Thank you, and so grateful that you and your listeners are keeping an open mind.